Not much movement this past week in addressing New Jersey nursing homeless veteran centers and the coronavirus, although we still have the U.S. Justice Department investigating and military medical staff helping out at those locations. Of course, we also still have a lack of honesty, admission of responsibility, and investigations by Governor Murphy and the legislative Democrats. But looking at the statistics regarding New Jersey nursing homes and veteran centers, 206 of those facilities are currently reporting at least one case of COVID-19, accounting for a total of 4,588 cases. That's 2,491 residents, 2,097 staff. Cumulatively, 866 long-term care facilities reported a case infecting 25,878 residents, 14,449 staff. That creates, if you don't want to do the math, 40,327 cases. As far as the deaths are concerned, the state's official death total is now reported as those that are lab confirmed. And most recent numbers puts that number, that tragedy, at 7,244. It's 6,871 residents, 122 staff. That's what's being reported to the state from the facilities. A couple of specific cases from the recent days. Number of coronavirus positive residents who have died during an active outbreak at the Delridge Health and Rehab Center. That jumped from 2 last month to 7 this past week. State officials said the current outbreak, which the facility self-reported that 28 residents, 11 staff members tested positive. That was first reported, by the way, October 13th. Numbers just now becoming public. Prior to that, Delridge didn't have any coronavirus positive residents for almost 4 months. They had 17 resident deaths earlier in this pandemic. Over in Wayne, the Regency Gardens Nursing and Post-Acute Rehab Center now has 18 residents, 6 staff diagnosed with coronavirus in that new outbreak. Those were first reported on October 23rd. Care One at Valley in Westwood is among the facilities with ongoing outbreaks. 12 cases among residents, 8 among staff. This outbreak started in September. An early outbreak at this location left 16 residents dead. And just for a definition, the state considers an outbreak only when there are no new cases for 28 days, 2 incubation periods. Records show that for a number of our long-term care facilities, there has been no such reprieve, with current outbreaks dating back to March and April. And the pandemic, of course, as you well know, started